There does not need to be a contradiction between our reflection on the saints in their earthly and their heavenly lives. There does not need to be a contradiction between action and contemplation. It is through contemplation on the kingdom of God and its values that we are inspired to acts of love and generosity. It is through contemplation of the kingdom of God and its values that we are inspired to challenge injustice and to stand in solidarity with those who suffer. It is through contemplation of the kingdom of God and its values that we can become more and more willing and able to make sacrifices for the sake of others. It is through contemplation of the kingdom of God that we can learn to sit more lightly to our own troubles and to share the burden of others. It is through contemplation of the kingdom of God in its heavenly perfection that we can play our small parts in allowing glimpses of that kingdom to break into this world. Like the saints we celebrate today, let us be more heavenly minded, so that we may also be more earthly good. It was because St. Paul was so heavenly minded that he was able to make such great sacrifices to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. It was because St. Francis of Assisi was so heavenly minded that he was able to turn his back on the prosperity of his family background and practice a life of radical solidarity with the poor, embracing lepers and offering even the clothes from his own back to beggars. It was because St. Thomas Aquinas was so heavenly minded that he was able to devote his life to the massive scholarly undertaking of reacquainting the Christian West with the philosophy of Aristotle and to integrate that system with the Christian faith. It was because Martin Luther King and Oscar Romero were so focused on the kingdom of heaven and its values that they were able to take their stands against injustice in the full knowledge of the risk to their own lives. All Saints Tide is an invitation to reflect on the lives of the saints, on the details of their earthly journeys in all their variety, and on the good things they did out of their love for Jesus and out of Jesus' love for them. But it is also an invitation to pause and, as it were, to look up to the joys that the saints enjoy and that we hope await us also, and to gaze with St. Paul the Apostle, with St. Francis of Assisi, with Thomas Aquinas and Martin Luther King and Oscar Romero, to gaze with them and all the saints on Christ once crucified and crowned with thorns, but now risen and crowned with glory, to whom, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen.